been involved with us before, you know that we are. We do try to be helpful with property owners who are trying to make improvements to their private property that's in either one of our historic overlay districts or the Old Aiken Overlay District. You may know we have two guidelines, books of guidelines, of design guidelines that we try to use as references when we review properties that are coming before us. We are going to take a few minutes now to review the minutes for the work session and the regular meeting in September, but I will just go ahead and say that when we get to your application, our secretary, Mary Catherine, tonight will read the application first, and then you can just come to this center lectern where we have a microphone that you can state your name and your address, so we'll have you on record on our recording. So if you all would be so kind as to let me know if you'd like to approve these minutes, we can go forward with the meeting agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of the September 4th, 2018 work session and meeting.
Okay.
Second.
And we have motion and second to approve the minutes. All in favor of approving the September meeting minutes for the work session or the meeting, raise your right hand. Okay, the minutes are approved. And then I believe, Madam Secretary, we can go into the old business.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
The first item of old business is the consideration of finding of demolition by neglect at 325 Colleton Avenue Southeast. This item was continued at the July 3rd meeting. The board moved to revisit the matter tonight and verify that work is complete. Staff has visited the site and work does appear to be complete and is very impressive, and the building official has also verified that everything is.
That's before, obviously.
Right, this is before, this is after.
Yeah. Good, and I don't know that we actually have an applicant.
We do have a representative.
We do, good, we got a contractor. Yeah, this is a good time for you to go come forward and give us your name one last time. Oh.
Hey, I'm Greg McCarley from McCarley Construction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here representing the owners of 325 College.
Great, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Uh-huh. And now, our understanding, and I think the building official verified that y'all are all finished.
Yes, sir.
And any other work is cosmetic or not required to restore the damage that they had prior. Good. Do y'all have questions?
Just out of curiosity, is inside work done also?
Not all of it, no, sir.
So you still got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they still have some work to do. They have not contracted with me to do the other work, but
the owner's got some work to have done.
Yeah.
So it looks good on the outside.
It's weather tight and
yes, sir. It looks good from the outside.
I think it does. So the neighbors are pleased, and we probably will then have a motion that more or less closes out this chapter. And acknowledging that this is no longer under that particular classification of demolition by neglect, and that the work is complete and been approved by the building official. So, unless somebody has another question, we'll let you sit down. And if anyone, there may be somebody here who wants to comment, you're welcome. We just do that. Thank you. Thanks for coming in and for all the hard work over there. Yeah. So again, others who may want to speak, we just have an administrative process we follow that closes out this particular chapter of that house. And Would somebody, maybe Lucy?
Mr. Chairman, I move that this board find that the property at 325 Colleton Avenue Southeast has been repaired to the satisfaction of the building official, and that it is no longer in violation of the city ordinance on demolition by neglect. And I further move that because the owners have been cooperative with this board and have repaired the property, that no fines be levied against the owners of the property.
Good. Second. That's when it's good you have an attorney on the board. Okay, we have a motion and a second. And I think we can go ahead and vote then. Thank you. That captured everything in the motion. All in favor of the motion, raise your right hand. Good. Okay, that now is complete. Thank you.
The second item of old business is application number DES 1801002. Applicants Martin Buckley and Lucy Knowles are requesting an amendment to the boundaries of the historic overlay district to include the site of the Aiken County Hospital and Nurses Home located at 828 Richland Avenue West. So as you heard at the last meeting, the June 19th special meeting from various stakeholders, and you, the board, ultimately voted to continue the designation application until tonight. In that time period, staff received a letter from the Marion Group requesting further continuation of the matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Thank you. Now, is somebody from the Knowles Buckley Corporation going to come forward and make another presentation, or are we to go ahead and just take this? Would you like to speak?
Thank you very much. We have been thinking about this for 5 months, more than 5 months now, and I guess we pretty well, I hope we've all pretty well thought it through. It wouldn't have been proposed in the first place if I didn't think it was a good idea. I think that I don't think this property is inferior to what is across the street from it. I think that I can think of no downside to the to extending the historic district to include that property. I can only think of upsides for the city, and the only hitch that this could possibly cause, I think, for the developer is that if some portion of the property were to be demolished, they would have to come to design review and get that permission. I don't think that is unreasonable, and I don't know what the collective thinking on this is, but I think that we need to find out who's in charge. You all, they, somebody ought to take some. Mm-hmm. And those are my thoughts at this point. A few more months and I'll probably forget the whole thing. But anyway, thank you very much.
Good. Okay, do we have
got a question?
You want to, Martin, would you come back? We have a question. I'm sorry.
It may not be for Martin, I'm not sure.
Okay.
In the staff report, it says from the new owners, has the hospital ownership been taken over by the Marion Group, or are they the proposed new owners? Or?
Yeah, the proposed owners, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a good note.
I was just wondering, you know, because it kind of gets back to Martin's statement about, you know, who's on first, you know, Right. I mean,
I guess.
Yeah, they've made an offer, but I don't know that it's gone much further. They were the hybrid, so to speak. Right.
Prior to that, the county council chairman, not chairman, but the
administrator
postponed the whole thing. So be nice to know where it's going.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marvin. I think it's probably appropriate now to see if there's anyone else here who wants to speak. Yes, would you give your name and address? Mm-hmm.
Good evening. My name is Laura Bagwell. I live at 2111 Solstice Meadow Lane, and I own two homes on Kalmia Hill. I spoke to y'all, this board, on the 19th of June at that previous meeting that several others have mentioned. I represented then, and I do now, the West Richland Improvement Team. When I spoke to you before representing that grassroots organization, we asked this board to consider expanding the Aikens Historic Overlay to include the old hospital. We stressed that we want the protection afforded by the expansion of Aikens Historic Overlay, and we deeply want your oversight for whatever happens or does not happen on the site of the old hospital with regards to the building and to the property itself. We talked about the preservation of the hospital and how appropriate redevelopment of that site can hopefully contribute toward improvements along that whole Richland Avenue West corridor. We talked about that contributing to the gateway concept and how that can be the seed for further improvements all the way down the Richland Avenue West corridor. Might even lend a greater degree of connectivity between the Central Business District and USC Aiken and the hospital and those professional buildings out there, and that would be a wonderful thing. Understandably, since the Marion Group had at that time just been announced as the presumptive buyer of the property, we were asked to wait until we all can better understand what their plans are and what their needs are. We were, however, encouraged by this body to continue building our grassroots coalition in the idea that a bottom-up effort is maybe better than a top-down effort.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many concerns. Just one of our concerns is the preservation and the appropriate redevelopment of the hospital. So in the spirit of that grassroots bottom-up activism, I'm back. We just want to remind you that notwithstanding anything that is done to pursue the National Register of Historic Places and the listing of that property on the National Register, we feel it is imperative to have the old Aiken Historic District expanded to include that property. It affords a greater level of oversight. It would ensure that the prospective buyer does things in a way that is deemed appropriate by this board. It wouldn't prohibit the listing on the National Register, but it would be an additional layer of assurance. As was said tonight, listing on the National Register does not preclude them from tearing it down, never mind the fact that County Council said you can't do that. But, you know, we would just like to see as much protection for that property as we can get.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say. I'll be happy to make any further comments or answer any questions. Thank you.
Well, I might like to ask, since there are some folks that own property further down Richland, this is not really the agenda item, but it does relate, since you opened that subject up. Yeah. Would there be some interest in having an overlay district like the old Aiken overlay district that go right on down Richland to Roses or somewhere? I think it would need to be more of a grassroots thing that you had some property owners interested in, not just the city.
Mm-hmm.
What's the interest in terms of maybe that you just carry the not necessarily the historic, I'm not sure it would qualify there, but a design overlay district down Richland.
I think we had the seed of this conversation when I stood at this podium in June and speaking at some risk for the other people in our grassroots organization. I think I can still safely say that there would be a great deal of enthusiasm for anything that would unify that Richland business corridor. Mm-hmm. It's mostly business. There's even the houses that are in that stretch between downtown Aiken and the bottom of the hill have been converted to businesses. Mm-hmm. I think there's one exception. I think anything that would unify that corridor, that would bring some design standards to that corridor, would be welcome. I'll be honest with you, our other issues include things like placing a restriction or a prohibition on additional construction of things that we consider predatory and predatory lenders in that area, and the resulting we feel irrefutable link between predatory lenders, budget lodging, temporary lodging, and the incidents in street level crime in the neighborhoods that border that area. So that said, we are thrilled to see some good work by some businesses along that Richland Avenue corridor. Many of them are fast food businesses where, you know, we may not eat, but I may or may not eat. I did have a Sonic milkshake yesterday. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell. Wendy's had a facade improvement. At the other end of Richland Avenue, there by the fire station, the opening of a university hospital, Prompt Care. So we see some very great things happening on the Richland Avenue corridor, and we'd like to use that as an example, reward those businesses, encourage other businesses to do likewise. As we've observed, deterioration can be contagious, but so too can improvement and pride in one's neighborhood and in one's place of business. So I feel like speaking on behalf of the other members of the nearly 300 signatories of our petition that we would welcome that conversation. And they're kind of pushing for, they don't want to wait for the hospital to get done to make some progress on these other issues. But I feel like if we can ring the bell and say, look, we have succeeded on the old hospital preservation, then we can use that as a forward momentum to pursue our other issues. And I don't mean to dig
But there's no reason to really wait. I mean, I think that they almost can be parallel.
I agree.
They happen to join together there at Walker's Road. I think the overall increase of property values, if nothing else, would be worth it. I think right now the only thing that the city reviews is maybe signage. I mean, well, now if you did demolish Sonic, maybe demolished out of their building and then rebuilt. So they come through the the review, and there are some landscape requirements there, I think. But even if it was just landscaping, that would be part of the improvement, because a lot of it is just sidewalk and asphalt.
Right. It's it's an older part of Aiken. The infrastructure in that area is old. The overhead power lines are old. The sidewalks are old. We are seeing some great improvements in that area, and we love what we're seeing. We just would like to see more. And we feel like the preservation of that hospital, old hospital, and the protection and oversight of this board, and whatever happens or doesn't happen there, could be a really critical part of establishing that gateway concept, and that would be a seed for wonderful things to continue to happen westward.
Thank you for
hearing me. I realize maybe there's a need to continue this action some more, but I just want to encourage you to pursue that.
Can I ask Ms. Bagwell a question about that? And so you obviously care about the neighborhood, and now I understand you want to go ahead and designate this section historical, and I understand that. How do you feel about us taking an action that might jeopardize the current bidder on the property in DeMarion Group?
My association with this began when we were on a not exactly
divergent path from the one we're on now, but a little bit divergent. And that was, we had worked with and solicited a more local developer, preservation developer, to whom listing on or inclusion in the Aiken historical overlay was a prerequisite for that person's plans for the investment tax credits. That person made a substantially lower offer than the folks from Kentucky. I am for anything that will preserve the building, repurpose it to its highest and best use. If the folks from Kentucky had, I don't know what they plan to do. Maybe y'all do. I feel like it's appropriate to continue and maybe not include it in the Aiken historical overlay until you know more. If they came to you and said, we have a wonderful plan, we're going to put it on the National Register, but there's a compelling reason why we can't have it in the Aiken historical overlay, then I think you'd be within your responsibilities to evaluate, well, why is that? And at what risk do we let them proceed with National Register listing but leave it outside the Aiken historical overlay? In my mind, as I'm turning this over, I'm trying to imagine what kind of scenario that would be. I can't find one. And since, as you all have demonstrated, you are charged with significant authority and autonomy to make these kinds of decisions, I feel like even if it were in the historic overlay, and they wanted to do something that maybe didn't necessarily conform, you know, it's within your authority to grant variance from that. So that's what I think.
So what I understood you to say was that you would be in favor of a continuance.
I am. You know, and I'll probably get up here and talk to you again in 6 months when it comes up again.
It seems like where we're at is that we keep hearing that the negotiations are dragging on, and it's probably unrelated to the building. There's some other issues with the property.
Understood.
And a tower and all. At the same time, it would seem like we don't have to just totally set the whole side of town on the back burner because somebody in Kentucky has not made up their mind.
Right.
That's why I keep going back to an overlay district that maybe looks at the building sort of in a neutral light, but it sets up a review process.
Right.
Because personally, I'm as interested in how they use the property in that location, as you mentioned, the gateway to in the beginning of the old grid, and also the beginning of Ritson Avenue. I'm really interested in the use of the parcel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not a. Surely they know somebody's going to review what they propose. So
this is my hope.
That could be a way to move some of this forward.
Right.
And whether it's extended on down, I guess that's up to the property owners.
Right.
So,
right. And we'll take that to heart and revitalize our grassroots effort and really have at this again. This has come up on a number of occasions and before a number of boards now. So.
Yeah. It may be that the staff could set up an information session with anybody who's interested on West Wilson Avenue.
That would be a continuation of a couple meetings that were had last year.
Okay.
And I think there's a sufficient enthusiasm.
Yeah, and even look at some we've done that we were considering on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
And say, oh, well, I don't think it needs to go this far, or it maybe doesn't need to include housing, although there may be some housing in this parcel.
And that would be fantastic.
That we've got some things about the best way to lay out housing and dumpsters and walking paths and so on. So anyway, it sounds like it's not related to the designation, but in a way there's overlapping, particularly as the timing of this whole thing comes into play.
Right. It always gets interesting where things touch, you know, at the boundaries. That's where all the interesting stuff happens.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if it were easy, anybody could do it. So we appreciate y'all and your hard work and consideration for all these issues.
For coming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, we ought to. If you come, give us your name, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. Name and address.
Mm-hmm. My name's Michael Smith, and I live at 3305 Forest Drive, also in Kalmia Hill area. Mm-hmm. I just want to echo everything that Laura had to say, and I wanted to add a little bit to that. I'm, of course, in support of anything that would facilitate some sort of repurposing, reuse of the Old Aiken Hospital property. Mm-hmm. Get a little perspective. I've been doing a little freelancing these days out in Fairfield County after I'm done with my day job out in Lexington, and they're doing something similar with, in that case, the old Mount Zion Institute. Anyone South Carolina history buffs, it's an old school in town of Winnsboro, and in this case, they're talking about maybe repurposing it into county office buildings. But as I heard, it could be the hospital, it could be residential, it could be any sort of uses coming forward this time last year. But tax credits in particular, I didn't know a whole lot about them, but I can say that in Fairfield, they're talking like $6 million in tax credits, not just like little itty-bitty tax credits. It's funding more than half of the whole project in that community. Now, I know that whatever happens here would probably follow a different financial model, but when you have that kind of money with someone willing to invest in the area, I don't think that's something that anyone could say no to. I just wanted to give a little perspective about that, since it's a very similar structure. Both were built like in the 20s and the 1930s, and again, I became involved, went to the community meetings last year too, because I care about what happens with the entire stretch there. When I see abandoned shopping carts and down limbs sitting in the parking lot for weeks on end, you know, I say to myself, we can do a little bit better. So I'm looking forward to seeing what can be done with that property. So
now, can I ask a personal question?
Yes.
You live on Forest Drive. Is that is in the city, or is it?
It's in the city. Yes. They pick up the garbage. It is close. It's close.
And then as you go further up, then it goes back to county.
Yeah, I don't know the exact boundaries. I know that we're paying city water, and the city picks up our trash. But I know that if you look just the street just across from us, we're told that that's county. So we're on the edge.
Two-thirds of the way up County Hill, maybe it goes back to county.
Sure.
Okay. I just was curious about.
Oh yeah.
About
it. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm a city resident. So
mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
it. All right. Now, if someone would care to make a motion, we obviously have two or three choices here, including continuing or designating. I'll leave it up to you, the pleasure of the board, how you want to proceed. Yes, you got a question?
I have a question. Is it sort of inevitable that it's eventually going to be designated?
Say that one more time, Susan.
Is it sort of inevitable that it would eventually be designated?
No.
For us
no,
to have an oversight?
I don't think you could say that, not necessarily.
Doesn't have to go to county council, too.
Yeah, let's go to county council.
I mean city council.
City.
I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Yeah, it goes to the planning commission. Ours is a recommendation, I think. Then it goes to the planning commission, and then from them it goes to the city council.
But assuming that eventually we're going to decide whether it should be on the historic register or not. Does it matter when that happens? I just don't know what
the issue is. We're waiting on the owner to give us some input.
The proposed owner apparently thinks they have more flexibility if it's not immediately put into historic district. I guess that's one way to put it. The letter was out.
Say immediately. Is it a given, though, that it's probably going to get put in? I mean, why wouldn't it get put in? I guess that's my question.
I don't think that goes above my pay grade.
Huh?
There are too many unknowns to say that one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make a motion.
Thank you.
That we continue this until our January meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I think we just need to...
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find out what they want to do.
And then that'll give us a little more time. Maybe they could come talk to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're doing this in a vacuum, and I hate doing that one way or the other.
Right.
Moving forward.
Yeah, I think if we could get them to at least conference call in with us or mm-hmm. something like that, then mm-hmm. give us an input.
Mm-hmm. And the last time we continued it, the county wrote a letter also asking us to. They didn't write anything this time. So.
Right. Right. Okay. Motion and a second that we continue to the January meeting. Okay, we no further discussion. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, I think it's unanimous. All right, that's what we'll do for now then. And let's see what else we have. Is that we have the demolition of a building, an outbuilding?
Right. The first order of new business is application number CERH19009. Mm-hmm. This is a request to demolish a detached wood single car garage, I'll call it a shed, at 212 Lancaster Street Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have a representative of the owner here tonight, I believe. Angela is the applicant. Okay.
Waters, and I work with Woodside Aiken Realty, and I'm working with the current owners who live in Greensboro, North Carolina, and we're getting property prepared to put it on the market. And before we did any demolition, we just wanted to be sure we were within the guidelines of what should be done. And then if there were any questions by new owner about could they build anything, we would like to be able to address that up front.
Good. Yeah, I think we covered a lot of this in the work session. And you're going about it correctly to start here and see can it be torn down. We can have a vote. We can have a motion in a few minutes and a vote on that part. But then we also talked about the maybe you all, as a representative of the owner, might look into how difficult it would be to replace, you know, with a newer model in that location. And there will be some technicalities in terms of offset setbacks. Good. So any other questions from Angela? Yeah, there's no question that if you don't demolish it, it's going to fall.
Would you like to just wait for one of these good storms that comes through to do it? And it would cost a lot less, probably.
Yeah.
But just in the interest of time and appeal.
And being a good neighbor, too. Some neighbors may not appreciate its historic significance. So, thank you, Angela. I think
I just have one question, Mr. Chairman. At this point in time, you have no plans to replace the shed. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
We just wanted to pave the way for a new owner if they wanted to do something.
And so
we're not going to be voting on the future. We're just voting on the demolition.
Mm-hmm.
But the future's unknown.
Although we're encouraging you, before you actually knock it down, we can vote on permission, but it may be follow up with the...
Well, can you all tell me, because I've got people on standby waiting to do the demolition work, and should I apply for that variance right away then? And what kind of process is involved in that?
Well, that's not our process, but Mayor Catherine can tell you a little bit about
it. First thing tomorrow morning.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. This form you fill out and you list about five different reasons maybe that you... And I don't know whether it can be staff or not.
Yeah, there is an administrative waiver process for accessory structures, and so we'll take a look at that. And if not, then there would be a variance. You would request a variance before the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Okay. So it may be, can you just give me an idea how long that might take?
I don't know off the top of my head. 15 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can go ahead and tear it down and cross your fingers.
Well, I prefer to get permission rather than forgiveness.
Yeah. Well, we can give you permission, I think, depending on how we vote to tear it down. We just can't get permission to put it back.
Okay, super. Thank you all.
Good. Thank you. Okay, would anyone else like to speak with regard to that shed? Okay. It's very straightforward. If somebody would like to.
Mr. Chairman, in respect to certificate application CERH19009, I move for approval of a demolition of a detached wood single car garage shed.
Mm-hmm. Good. And I would just add that the condition is deplorable and that it is in danger of collapsing.
Yes.
For safety reasons.
Yeah. All right. Any other discussion?
I just would like to add that I don't see any reason for, an application for new construction since this is a shed.
Right.
We don't need to know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. We've got a motion and we have a second. All in favor of the application as submitted, raise your right hand. All right. Okay. Go for it.
The final item of new business is application number CERH19010. Applicants Doug and Sarah Luke request approval for the construction of a pool and pool house and addition of a kennel to the existing barn at 308 Ferry Road Southwest. The property is listed as a contributing property in the historic overlay district, but please note that that's not the structure, and the current structure is not historic.
Good. Now, could you give your name and...
Good evening. I'm Tom Franklin, and I'm representing Doug and Sarah Luke, the new owners of the property.
Good. And what's your address?
In Aiken, 402 Colleton Avenue, Southeast.
Okay. Good. And I suppose you may have something you want to add to this. Or it looks like you've got nice drawings. Yeah, if you have anything you'd like to add, feel free.
No, I think the application speaks for itself. And
okay. I think it does, too. Mm-hmm. Do any board members
have any questions?
Is there any pictures where the kennel is?
Yes.
Yes, there are pictures.
That cutaway drawing, that's illustrating the existing kennel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The existing barn, sorry.
Okay. I can't read some of the print. The trim on the
building
is it wood or is it?
It would be composite material as
cardboard or something.
The structures.
Right. Right. And the existing structure, I apologize, I haven't been up close to it. It's wood or
composite. I believe it's a form of masonite material that was popular in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. It's not vinyl, in other words.
No, it isn't. Mm-hmm. It isn't vinyl.
And the windows have fixed muttons on the outside.
Simulated divided lights.
Simulated divided lights. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Any other questions? Okay, thank you. We'll see if anyone else would like to speak. And thank you. All right, I don't see anybody approaching the lectern, so if someone would make a motion, we can actually discuss it a little bit more if you'd like.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to certificate application number CERH19-010, I move that we approve the application as submitted.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. All righty. Any discussion?
looks like an appropriate addition mm-hmm. to the house.
It does. It looks like almost designed by the original designer all the way in. No, that's not the case. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor of the application submitted, raise your right hand. All right. It's approved. And does that concludes our meeting? And the meeting is now adjourned.